Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with myself, Nia Patton.
And me, Natalie. Hello.
Hi.
How are you feeling? Are you sweaty?
Bit sweaty, yeah. It's really hot.
It is gorgeous, isn't it?
It's insane. Wales has never been so hot, I think.
I actually don't think it has been this hot.
It's a bit scary.
On record.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, obviously you're probably keeping out of it as much as you can. Although, did I see you went to Peppa Pig World?
Ugh. Yes.
In the heat?
Yeah. It was hot, but I had the best time. It was great.
Oh, man. Sorry. I'm going to have to close my roof light.
There's a dog.
Those dogs have decided
pissing,
to...
shut up.
I do love dogs, but they also piss me off.
They can be annoying.
They just piss me off.
There's things about them.
And their owners, the owners don't pick up their shit like they should. And their leashes are too long these days.
Yeah.
Causing havoc to runners.
Yeah. Like as a runner, dogs can be very troublesome if they decide. I had a dog, like I was doing sit-ups in a field once. A dog just sort of jumped on top of me and started, you know.
Do you know what that happened to me yesterday?
You did it.
I was molested by a dog yesterday.
Like, oh no, I'm having sex with a dog. Oh God.
And I really don't like it when the owners aren't apologetic. Yeah, because you. Like, if that was my dog, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
You probably didn't want to be raped, did
but
you?
Sometimes they're not. I didn't feel like being, and you know, I had to put my white top right in the wash. That's really funny that happened to me just
That's so
yesterday.
Funny. What a coincidence.
Anyway, we hope you're all keeping cool in the heat and not being molested by dogs. I've been really looking forward to this episode, and judging by your transcript, you've done loads of work into it, because it's not really something that we've covered in little parts. As I was re-listening to some old podcast episodes, so we have touched on certain things, but it was really good. So basically, to recap, we did open it up to our listeners in our last podcast episode and asked what you wanted to know. And just kind of coincidentally, or not, because we haven't covered it yet, is that most people wanted to cover aspects of body care. Body skincare that we just hadn't, like most of them. And my amazing friend Hillary, she was leaving me voice notes with questions.
Oh my God.
It was so lovely because I hadn't actually heard her voice in about 20 years.
Oh, really?
Probably, since we were in college together. So she was like leaving me this amazing thing going, hey, I'll do American accent, but really badly. Like, hey, Nat, it's been a while. And then she was like, ran out of, because voice notes are only a minute long, aren't they? Like in the second voice note, she went, fuck's sake, dude. I got cut off. And then she just rambled into her next two or three questions. And her questions are pretty, we'll obviously get to them, but very interesting because she's a landscape gardener. So her poor skin is subject to all of the elements pretty much all year round. So
it's a dirty job, I guess.
It's a dirty job. She absolutely adores it. But yeah, it just must be absolute hell. But yeah, we'll
answer some questions because there was loads and loads of questions. So I don't think I've answered
just
all
loads.
Of them. Yeah. I think hopefully we'll do another episode on body skincare.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because we can get further into it as well. There's just so much more we can talk about that. But yeah, my friend Lindsay as well, her wedding is coming up in 8 weeks. And I think she's a little bit worried about sort of, she's got backless dress basically. Yeah. So she wants to make sure her
back
skin
is
in tip-top condition.
Absolutely stunning.
Yes, exactly. Everyone will be looking at her beautiful back.
Yes.
And her dress, obviously, and her hair.
So she wants it to be
her back.
Really nice.
Exactly.
So have you ever had any body issues that you've needed to treat?
I would say probably, is it keratosis pilaris is what it's called? Mm. So I definitely had that way worse when I was younger on my upper arms, like way, way worse. And either it's less bad or I care less. Yeah. I think probably, possibly the latter.
Yeah.
And definitely since running a lot, my chest.
You were saying.
Like, right by my cleavage. Yeah. Some seriously bad spots going on there. It's really calmed down, but they've scarred weirdly as well. So it's not, and it's weird. I wouldn't have thought twice about wearing an open blouse.
No, indeed.
You know, it's not, it doesn't put me off from, you know, wearing things where you can see it at all.
Yeah.
I don't care that much about it, but it's definitely present. So
yeah.
What about you?
No, actually.
What's wrong with your body?
What's wrong with my body? It's just my face. It's just the thing just at the top of my body is a bit horrible, but my body is okay, I think. I don't know if it's just that my face is so horrible I don't even look at the rest of myself.
It's not horrible. You've got a beautiful face. Really, and it's, and your acne's behaving itself.
I've had a bout of chin acne again because I changed my Dermatica from tretinoin and azelaic and niacinamide to tretinoin and hydroquinone.
Okay.
So dropping the azelaic and niacinamide didn't do me any favours at all. So I kind of thought my acne was being controlled by benzoyl peroxide, but it wasn't.
Okay.
I think I needed to have azelaic acid.
Yeah, and, so and that sort
brought
of strength.
That back in.
Okay. Right, yeah. So
20% is back in.
Right, okay. So you're using the 20% alongside the tretinoin and hydroquinone?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, in the morning.
And that's doing the trick, is it?
It's doing the job, yeah. Okay. And I've got, I'm putting a scoop of the ordinary niacinamide powder into my, you know, some sort of hydrating thing before the tretinoin as well. And that seems to be keeping everything at bay.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh,
bloody God. Yeah.
It must be really very anxiety inducing when you've, when an outbreak comes out. Because especially after such a long period of tranquility.
Thinking you got it under control. Like, it was just, I did, like, I'm not doing many TikToks, but I did a TikTok saying, oh, this is how I cured my acne. Like, literally the next day, my face exploded.
Craig
into
was
giant
listening to you, Craig.
Spots.
Yeah, Craig is Mia's favourite cystic spot, and he's a prick, and he definitely listens to you when you're slacking him off.
Yeah, he's listening to me. I was like,
that's what you think. Oh, no.
Absolutely, yeah. He was listening in and, yeah, punished me for my words and actions.
So you're, which was great. So really, isn't it strange, not funny, I was going to say funny, it's not funny at all, but isn't it strange how, like, your acne stops at your face? So, for example, like, I'm, you know, a good friend of mine, her acne was everywhere from the forehead down to the chest and down to the middle back.
Yeah.
On you know, so both sides of her body from quite a young age, I think. And it's just strange, isn't it, how that for you would affect your face and not the body, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, whatever. I'm really happy that it's just my face.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, as we're going to say in a minute, it's not that easy to treat your back with skincare. It's harder.
Yeah. And so, you know, for example, like if you, so Dermatica, for example, like a quite, they don't kind of like, so Dermatica is obviously the online prescription service that we rattle on about a lot.
Yeah.
But they don't really like prescribing things for body care, do they? Because
they don't seem to.
No, I think my friend Jodie, so she had a lot of like sunspots and age spots on her hands and arms. And they're like, no, don't use this for that. Don't use tretinoin for this. And I just thought, oh, that's interesting. But maybe they're just concentrating on the face now. And
yeah, they haven't devised.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I'm about to get into it all, but they haven't. It seems like the people who formulate the prescription skincare in general aren't thinking about the body.
Yes.
At all.
Yeah.
You know, all of these acne treatments come in quite small containers.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't ask Dr. Neil this. I mean, you're too busy drawing hearts around pictures of him, but.
Yeah. We didn't get enough time. Basically, we need to get Neil to come onto the podcast. Yes. and be our friend.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get into it then.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Now, the first thing I noted that says this your friend who's getting married in 10 weeks. So she's got, a couple of months, nearly 3 months to get this sorted. But yeah, when I got married, I just went to the doctor and I said, give me a long course of antibiotics, please, so that I don't have spots on my wedding day.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind. And the doctor did.
Right. Okay. Because I think the thing with my friend who's getting married is probably less than 10 weeks now, because these questions were compiled a while ago. So in about 2 months, so you are getting into sort of nervous territory, aren't you?
Yeah.
Whereby you don't really want to be starting new things. But I think for her, she was also like, how do I know if it's acne, not just my skin being pissed off on my back because I'm not taking care of it? Do you know what I mean?
How do you know what it is? You need to go to the doctor and get it diagnosed. Mm. That's what you need to do. You need to get someone professional to have a look and double check that you haven't got some sort of strange eczema or an allergic rash to something.
Yeah, yeah. I would think because it's been on her back for a while, also she is a personal trainer. So she's either sweating all day or she's in very tight athletic clothing, which definitely doesn't do my skin any favors on my body either.
No.
So it could be acne or, it could be the fact that your skin is basically trapped.
With the best will in the world, you'll try and wash your clothes as much as you can, but you'll get sweaty and you'll have to travel home or something.
You'll end up
staying a bit sweaty for a while and then you'll end up with spots. But maybe it's something else, but acne, basically, so we'll start talking about acne. Acne is caused by the pilosebaceous unit of the skin. That's where the acne occurs. So this is basically your pore where sebum comes out. So the oil comes out of these pores. So there's other holes in your skin where sweat comes out. But these are the oil holes. And there's also always a hair, a tiny little thin hair that grows out of these things. So basically there's a sebum gland that produces oily stuff. And what happens is the skin on the lining of these pores is meant to just sort of come away gradually and, just come out of the pore with the sebum and there should be no problem. But with acne sufferers, these skin cells aren't shed properly and the pore becomes blocked. There's too many skin cells trying to come out at one time and the pore gets blocked. And then the sebum gland is still producing sebum and the whole thing gets blocked up. There's a particular type of bacteria called Cutibacterium acnes. And it's present in all skin. So it's a part of your normal skin flora and it feeds on the sebum, multiplies, and then there's a local infection in the unit, the sebum gland and around the hair, and you'll get a spot. Or the duct, the pore will get blocked with these skin cells and you'll get a little blackhead.
Right.
So it's the same sort of thing that's happening in blackheads and whiteheads. So in whiteheads, there is an infection. There's bacteria. Right. In a cyst, that infection's happening further down underneath the skin. So you can't see the pus. And and there's also closed comedones, which is like basically there's no opening to the pore and you've got like this sort of just a white bump. So there's sort of several different lesions in acne. So, if you've got acne, you might have all of those things, like little bumps, little blackheads, spots, whatnot. Okay. Yeah. So, there's different reasons why people get acne and it's kind of important to figure out what it might be. So then you could think about addressing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is from a study by Polly et al. In 2020. A change in the microbiome of the skin may play an important role in the development of inflammatory lesions. Nutrition, protein supplements. That's noted. Yeah.
I know that did pop out.
Clothing, climactic conditions. So if it's hot, sweat, hormone treatments, particularly of testosterone and mechanical factors have been reported as triggering body acne specifically. So, you know, clothes, hot weather, that kind of thing.
Right.
I think lots of people have mentioned dairy, and those protein supplements have got quite a lot of dairy in them, haven't they?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is within the protein supplement? I thought it might be sort of an over intake of
protein itself. I thought it might have been the, you know, the milk sugars that you're consuming.
I see.
I don't know. Yeah, not my field of expertise, but yeah, that is one thing that might be triggering some body acne. Yeah, testosterone as well. So if you've got high testosterone, if you're a trans man and you're supplementing with testosterone, that's one of the side effects.
So
it's more likely to happen in men, basically, and trans men, but it happens to women as well because we have testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I noted that that body acne is kind of not addressed in research.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Mm. It is, because I think people come to the dermatologist complaining of their face. So, you know, it's really underreported, this issue.
Right.
Yeah, so this study said that even though 50% of acne sufferers have also got spots in other parts of their body, people aren't coming to the doctor complaining about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, there's hardly any studies just on body acne. You know, silly, because it's a very troublesome thing. It's very common, and it's a different...
It is. And like,
it requires different treatment. Is.
Yeah, it does. And I can imagine it's just got a whole other set of challenges that facial acne, that are different to facial acne. And the fact that it can probably be very painful.
Yeah.
That's going to be exacerbated by things like clothing and sweat in ways that, you know, the skin in your face wouldn't be. So it's really surprising that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, strange. Yeah, the study by Polly et al., which was quite good, said, despite efforts made, successful treatment of truncal acne, which is what they said, that's the scientific name for your trunk, especially on the back, remains problematic due to the involvement of a more extensive body surface area, potential difficulties for the patient to apply his or her treatment, the bleaching of the clothing with ingredients such as benzoyl peroxide, as well as treatment costs. As a result, treatment adherence, so sticking to your treatment, may be a major issue in the management of truncal acne, especially on the back.
Okay.
And oral therapy with antibiotics, zinc gluconate, isotretinoin, or spironolactone in women currently remains the preferred treatment option. Specific care must be given to prescribe isotretinoin only in severe cases according to current guidelines. So isotretinoin, Roaccutane. So that's got really nasty side effects.
Yeah, and again, it's probably not something that you'd want to be dabbling in before.
Can't do that because of I took it when I was 17. You have to be on like two forms of birth control, and your face dries out. Your skin will be so dry, like drier than it's ever been. So. That's not something she can think about. But antibiotics, yes, that might be a good thing to think about. You know, if it's your wedding in 2 months, go to the doctor, get looked at, and see if you can get a prescription for something.
Okay, and how long was your course of antibiotics then pre-wedding?
I think I got through 3 months or something. Yeah.
Right, okay.
It was a while ago. Yeah, I think I just got a few months. And, you know, that doctors are quite used to prescribing antibiotics for a few months. So I think I had tetracycline. So there's a few, doxycycline, tetracycline, erythromycin, the ones that you can take for a couple of months, 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And they work while they're working. And then once you're off them, that's it. Then it comes back.
And any sort of side effects from the antibiotics or?
Well, you might get fungal infections. So thrush. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, there is a thing called fungal acne, which is a kind of similar to acne. But we'll talk about fungal acne another time.
Okay.
But yeah.
But obviously a doctor, you know, a good GP would be able to identify what type and what treatment. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I would definitely do that. You know, don't worry that you don't think you're not sure if you've got acne. Just go and get it checked. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've put zinc salts. So zinc gluconate and zinc sulfate have got effectiveness against acne. So, yes. But probably not as much as antibiotics.
Yeah, and it's more likely to work in women and older sufferers, according to a study by Dreno et al. So that sounds cool because it's something you can buy over the counter. Okay. You need to make sure you're taking enough. So you need 30 milligrams of elemental zinc per day, which equates to about 200 milligrams of zinc gluconate. So okay. I think that's quite a lot of milligrams. Right. That particular molecule. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So make sure you're taking enough and give that a go.
Okay. And presumably you can, you know, that's not, they're not, you know, you can take that alongside antibiotics and it's just a supplement, isn't it? So it's not going to, okay.
I mean, I've got to say, check with your doctor before you start any new supplements, just in case something happens and somebody make sure that it's okay for you particularly to take zinc supplement. I'm thinking of looking into it.
I'm all over the magnesium at the moment.
Yeah, I've heard that lots of people are deficient in magnesium.
Yeah, I don't really know why. I suppose the type of magnesium, you don't get it through that many things. I think like oysters are quite zinc and magnesium heavy, aren't they? And things like that. So it's not something that's sort of part of your daily diet, really.
No, who eats oysters on a daily basis?
My friend's got an oyster bar in Tarifa in southern Spain.
Okay, fair enough. You know someone.
Apart from her. We should all be upping our oyster intake. It's a good really God. Nice place in the Knapp in Barry, actually. We should go there for a rock.
They sell them by the oyster. Supplement our magnesium.
Let's do it. I think it's either that or zinc. It's one of them. Yeah. Okay. So basically go to the doctor, get the acne identified, but go on a course of antibiotics. You've got plenty of time. And why not take some zinc?
Yes. Yes.
But just check with the doctor.
Because, you know, taking something orally is the easiest way to treat a large area of skin.
Sure.
Because, you know, the drug companies don't appear to make giant prescription strength skincare. So if you look at, like, we've got a book. We used to have a book. We don't anymore. It's all on the internet called the British National Formulary, which has got all the drugs in that you can prescribe and... Yeah, I had a look at the acne section and there was no giant, I couldn't see a giant adapalene bottle. It's just 30 mils, 50 mils. That's not
That's
great,
doesn't it?
For your back. Yeah.
No, of course not. You'd be getting through a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and obviously, like you said, with truncal acne, you know, it's just bloody hard to reach too. That's the thing, you know.
Awfully hard. So a body wash is a good thing for a large area. Yeah. Something that will foam up that you can spread around with your loofah, if you've got a loofah, or one of those little squeegee things you've got in the shower. Yeah, so try and find a body wash. Sometimes you can get sprays or like moisturizing creams in large containers that you can spread over a large area and maybe get somebody you know and love to apply it to your middle back, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was looking at ingredients that are good. So I found a really nice table.
Yeah, this is awesome.
You should be able to see. Yeah. Yep. It gives you like all the acne ingredients and what specifically they do. You know, so like say niacinamide reduces abnormal sebum production and inflammation, and it's good for side effect management. So niacinamide is a good one to have to use at the same time as another treatment.
Okay.
So it's a good complement for lots of other things because it reduces inflammation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas something like retinoids, they'll help with abnormal keratinization. They'll reduce the bacteria. And then you can use the niacinamide to help with inflammation. So I'll put this really wonderful table in the blog post that'll go with this podcast. So if you want to find that, then go to skincarewithfriends.com. So if you just Google skincare with friends, then it'll pop straight up and you'll find it. I'll put everything, all of this stuff, all of the products in the blog post. So don't worry about like trying to remember anything or writing anything down. It'll all be on the internet, easy for you to find.
Okay. That's brutal. And and for me, so putting myself in my friend who's getting married's position, I would pretty much, like you do with anything that you want to get rid of quickly, I would probably want to throw everything at the problem, which is sometimes probably not that helpful. Do you know what I mean? No. So I'd want to be taking the oral antibiotics, and I'd want to be putting as much topical on as I can. So do you think, for example, like, you know, say you've got like a glycolic acid, so pretty strong, a high strength alpha hydroxy acid like glycolic would be a good idea for sort of spot treatment of that while you're on the antibiotics,
or
would
Okay.
Because I was thinking the Ordinary's glycolic, which is way too strong for my face, but could possibly do some really good work on the back.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Cool.
So I'll get into the specific ingredients in a sec.
Okay.
Another thing that I've been using recently that I'm really enjoying is hypochlorous acid.
I cannot wait to try this on my chest and boobies.
On your boobs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny. Good. It's good stuff. It's like we use it in dentistry for rinsing out the inside of root canals.
Yes. I was reading. In fact, I think I might have been at your house reading through your, you know, Dental Guys Quarterly or whatever.
Yeah.
About it. Really, I was like, oh, I know magazine. This word. It was really boring. And it just had little adverts for tiny teeth screws. But yeah, I'm sure there was a little article about that.
Anyway. Hypochlorous acid, so, yes. Yeah.
So Clinisoothe is the brand name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, it sounds absolutely amazing.
It's great. I had like this, I was getting this sort of itchy rash on my arm. And it was really itchy and annoying. And it wasn't going away. I was putting loads of moisturizing cream, like oat tea creams, on my arm. And it was just not going away. I literally sprayed it on this rash. And, which was there for weeks and weeks and weeks. 2 days. And it was gone.
Whoa.
So all the itching, everything gone.
So what are the other active ingredients in it then, apart from
nothing?
Obviously, just the that is
just
it.
Hypochlorous acid, water, and I think phosphoric acid, which is like just a preservative. So it's mainly the hypochlorous acid. It smells like a swimming pool. And you think that it would be drying or stingy, but it didn't hurt. It was fine. Reading about it, there's a study. I found a study to show that it's a great thing to use for all sorts of skin issues. So this study by Del Rosso et al. In 2018 said a variety of anti-inflammatory and other biological properties of hypochlorous have led to applications for wound healing, pruritus, which means itching, diabetic ulcers, as well as applications for the management of inflammatory skin disorders. So it helps if you've got like a baddie, you know, if you've got a rash, a sore bit. I quite like to use it if I squeeze my spots sometimes.
Okay.
I'll admit it.
It's a safe space for you.
Yeah. Nobody can tell me off because they can't hear this yet, but maybe they'll tell me off in the comfort of their own homes. I'm not going to hear that. But yeah, I do squeeze my spot sometimes and I can't help it. And so I've got this hypochlorous spray and I squirt it at my raw face where I've been having a go. And it helps to kill the bacteria and calm things down and helps with the healing, which is, it's quite handy to have.
I'm already sold on it because I really want to try it on the chest, obviously. But that's another thing that my friend could try that sounds pretty promising. And, you know, price-wise, like you're not spending loads of money on things that may not work. The glycolic, for example, is a pretty cheap option. And I'm not sure how much Clinisoothe sells.
Clinisoothe is £14.50 for 100 mils.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if there's other brands of hypochlorous around. There probably is. But, that's the one I've got. And, I thought it was going to help my acne. So I was spraying it on like active spots and it didn't really help with that. So it's something that's got a number of uses. So if it doesn't work for your acne, then it might be good for a rash or, for helping sanitize an area.
And I was going to say, actually, from, you know, for my friend who, you know, she is a PT, I would think that'd be a perfect tonic. Yes.
Yeah, a lovely cool spray. Yeah.
Yeah,
that she can feel that's killing the bacteria, cleaning the area, and hopefully soothing things as well. So, yeah, that is
so
a good one.
There's quite a few, then, body acne treatments, and you've helpfully listed them here, and presumably you're going to put these on the blog. So I've never heard of Sesterma.
No, Sesterma, I think, is kind of a clinical brand. It looks European. Okay. You know, it's in, the price was in euros. So Sesterma Azelaic Lotion was €14 for 100 ml. And it's got azelaic acid and salicylic acid. There's no percentage on it, but this is the only lotion in a decent enough size I found with azelaic in it.
Okay.
Because it's 100 mils, it's a decent amount. So that could cover a broad area of your body.
That's great.
Not too much trouble. CeraVe. I always get it wrong. CeraVe.
I call it CeraVe, but I think a lot of people call it CeraVe.
CeraVe. Do a blemish control cleanser with 2% salicylic, which is the highest allowable percentage of over-the-counter formula. And it's got niacinamide in it. That's £10 for 235 mils. So that's pretty good. And also a salicylic acid smoothing moisturizer, 1520 for 340 grams.
Yeah, so awesome.
Absolutely
God
great.
Bless CeraVe. They are just CeraVe, cheap as chips, aren't they?
Yeah, and they've got good ingredients. They've got, you know, ceramides, and absolutely perfect for body issues. So head to CeraVe. And it's widely available, really, isn't it?
In
quite a few countries.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then we've got Revolution, which I kind of just forget they exist, Revolution.
I think,
they do.
I know, it does exist, but I think they're shonky. I don't know. I don't trust them.
Is it because they look very dupey?
Dupe all over the place. They dupe the hell out of everything.
That's what it is. They don't have anything that's theirs.
No.
Everything is the ordinary's ripoff, even down to the sort of, you know, packaging and bottles, isn't it? Mm. So it always makes you think, that's all right if you've got one thing that's yours, but I don't know. It could still be good.
I don't know. That's the thing. Yeah. It, maybe it is great. You know, there's a gel, moisturizing gel, which is a nice idea, a gel, and a wash as well. £6 for 200 mils. Maybe it's great though.
Okay.
If you're looking for a gel moisturizer for your body, that's an idea. La Roche-Posay Effaclair Micro Peeling Face and Body Cleansing Gel is £14.50 for 200 mils, and that's got 2% salicylic acid and 0.05% LHA. So that's lipohydroxy acid or something. Yeah.
Yeah, you've listed it, lipohydroxy acid. Yeah, it's in the table above.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
And zinc as well. So that's got quite a few nice ingredients. So yay.
Okay. That's awesome.
And then Superdrug does a brand called Me Plus, and that's got a salicylic body gel for $7.99, 250 mils, 2% salicylic acid, and bisabolol, which is a soothing ingredient. So that sounds nice.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yep. And then we got, it's funny, I was trying to find a benzoyl peroxide body wash in Britain, and it turns out there's only one brand that makes benzoyl peroxide products over the counter, and it's called Acne Side. And and they've only got, you know, a handful of products, nothing for the body, but they do a cleanser.
That's weird.
Nothing for the body. But in America, there's brands called Humane and Panoxyl, and they have benzoyl peroxide body washes. But not in the UK. We can't get that.
That's really strange. Mm. That's so odd.
Yeah. They do a cleanser.
There's enough of it in this Acne Side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got,
I was going to say, it's a big enough bottle.
No, but that has not got, so the Acne Side Daily Cleanser has got zinc gluconate in it, but doesn't have benzoyl peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's £7.50 for 235 mils. So, yeah. So the benzoyl peroxide products are 30, 50 mils, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can try, and if you're in the UK, you can try and get the American products. And there are websites that sell them. There's iHerb and
it looks dodgy. I've never bought anything from my Aides.
Yeah,
I think it's the way that the text looks on the website from memory. I don't know. There's something a little bit odd about it.
If anyone orders from iHerb, please let us know how it goes, because we don't know.
I think it's because it's got I on the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Like in a bid to sound...
modern.
Yes, with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been through treatments. We've been through things you can get over the counter. Mm. So what else?
Yeah.
Obviously shower and change clothes soon after exercising.
Yeah.
It must be a nightmare, because for my friend, she's probably got clients all day long.
Yeah, I know. She can't shower every 5 minutes, can she?
Exactly. So what, like on the go, I was thinking, would even just water wipes and the Clinisoothe be the ideal thing to do?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. The Clinisoothe might be the perfect, you know, solution to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever used Pretty Athletic products?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they do anything? Like, you'd think that they would come out with something that would be...
sanitizing. Yeah. I don't know, to be honest. Kind of. No.
Mm. Okay.
No, I don't know. So try change your bed sheets regularly. Use a non-soap cleanser with a pH of 5.5 or less. You know, switch from a bar of soap, basically, if you've got body acne. Because, you need something of an acid pH. That'll really help.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I would start with a salicylic acid body wash first.
Brilliant.
Just because, there's decent evidence that salicylic acid can help with acne. And also it's really easy to get hold of the stuff.
Yeah, of course.
There's lots of choice of products you can try.
Okay.
So I found a study. So there's a 12-week double-blind randomized study by Shalita et al., which evaluated the response of mild to moderate acne with the use of Stridex pads, which is 0.5% salicylic acid, twice daily, compared to patients using just vehicle pads, which is with nothing on.
Okay.
Both applied twice a day for 12 weeks. And the actively treated group demonstrated a greater reduction of both inflammatory lesions and open comedones, which is blackheads.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Stridex pads are basically salicylic acid.
Yeah. Have you seen or tried a Stridex pad?
I've seen them. They look really serious. They look kind of like the same sort of font you'd use to sell sort of, Syncom blocker or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a bit like that.
It's the names.
Yeah. Because it's, on Reddit.
Sounds very industrial.
Yeah. And on Reddit, everyone's like, you've got to try the Stridex pads for your acne. And I think I got some. They are intense. Like, I think
they sound strong.
There's like a kind of mentally feel to them, I think. And it made things worse for me.
I was going to say, that sounds like it's probably made much more for truncal acne than it would be for face. Like, your back can take it.
Yeah.
Your back and your chest could probably take that level of astringent power, but not your face.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good idea. And can we get Stridex? Is that readily available?
I did get it. I can't remember where I bought it from, but I did manage to get some.
I'll find out.
Yeah, or maybe I got someone who was going to America to bring it back with them. But you could probably get it from somewhere, but it's not readily available in Britain.
No, it's not. No. They do like the Nip and Fab. It comes up with Nip and Fab basically when you look for Stridex.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's similar.
They kind of market this stuff to teenagers a lot, don't they? These very, very harsh, stringent cleansing pads. They're quite rough. Like, I remember using them on face when
Clearasil ones. There was Clearasil ones.
Oh, God. But they were scratchy. Scratchy. The pads were like scratchy.
And minty like menthol. Yeah. Never.
So you can basically, you can get them from Amazon, it looks like.
Yeah.
And again, iHerb.
Yeah.
But we just can't vouch for that.
No, we don't. Okay. Yeah. So I think that's.
Cosrx do a version as well.
Oh, do they? I bet that's that's much nicer then.
I might order that actually from my Korean wholesaler and see what happens.
Mm, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, try that.
Okay.
Wicked. So that's body acne.
We've done it.
Yeah.
We have absolutely done it. So I'll probably share with my friends the highlights before the podcast gets.
Yeah, because she's in urgent need of help.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just going to say it's coming.
Yeah. So basically
it's horrible having to worry about
it. It's awful. Awful. So basically, go to the doctor is a good tip for anyone with acne. And try salicylic acid because it's easy to get hold of. But yeah, you might need to take something orally. If it's really bad, even maybe raw Accutane.
Okay. So we're now on to our next question. And again, this is all about the body.
Yeah.
So we're talking about keratosis pilaris.
Yes.
I can't remember who asked this question, actually, one of our lovely listeners, or how they asked it.
There was, somebody said, could you do an episode about body skincare, keratosis pilaris, feet, body acne, acids as deodorants? I suffer with bacne and I'm wearing a backless dress, blah, blah, blah. Eczema, acne, dry and sensitive skin. Yeah, there's loads of questions to ask for a lot of information.
I think this has been almost responded to. Yeah, almost responded to requests.
I don't think we're going to get through eczema and dry skin today.
No.
That is not possible.
But we're definitely going to get through keratosis pilaris.
We're going to do that.
And... yeah, and this is what I said that basically I suffered from on my upper arms. Although, so I guess that's kind of a common place
common, yeah.
But yeah, and I guess thighs then being the next, is it?
So to quote a study by Thomas and Kopkar in 2012, keratosis pilaris is an autosomal dominant disorder that is classically categorized by keratinous plugs in the follicular orifices and varying degrees of perifollicular erythema. So that means sort of plugs in your pores and inflammation around those plugs. It affects 50 to 80% of all adolescents and 40% of adults. So more common in young people. But 40% of adults, that's quite a lot of adults. So most...
it is, yeah.
Most people...
strange, isn't it?
It's strange, yeah. Well, you grow out of it, apparently. Yeah, it's still there sometimes. Most people with KP are otherwise asymptomatic and frequently are unaware of the condition. In general, keratosis pilaris is frequently cosmetically displeasing but medically harmless. The sites of predilection are the extensor surfaces of the upper arms, thighs, so upper arms 92%, thighs 59%, and buttocks 30%.
Okay.
So the classically described histopathology is the distension of the follicular orifice by a keratinous plug that may contain one or more twisted hairs. So it's more about hairs in KP.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's like trapped
hairs. Weird, isn't it? Because it's more about the hairs, but then why would they be on the sort of outer parts of your upper arm in a relatively non-hairy place in comparison to like thighs and
is it because they're covered with clothes?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking at mine now and it's actually still there quite noticeably. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I've never suffered with it.
Okay.
I'm very lucky.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did definitely used to get very, very paranoid about it, especially because in the early days of the internet, it didn't help that I think it was characterized or defined by blocked. It's basically blocked fat cells. So, you know, work out, lose some weight and they'll definitely go.
What? Oh my gosh.
I lied.
Yeah.
I remember reading that vividly.
Yeah, that's not nice. I need to read as well. I bought the Vogue Beauty book from 1979 and I need to read the diet. I've got to. Their suggested crash
diet.
We'll
do it on your birthday weekend.
Oh my
God. We'll do it on your birthday
weekend. It's so funny.
Because isn't it like a Chablis for breakfast?
Don't ruin it. It's so funny. I can't wait to read it out.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll read that soon.
Definitely.
But yeah, that sucks. You think it's because you're overweight? Oh my God.
I know.
Oh.
It's terrible, isn't
it? Yeah. I don't think that's true either.
So, no, I don't think it is.
No.
It's just unsightly.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do about
it? Yeah, so treatment that has been seen to work in studies. So I'll read out the quote from the study. So both mineral oil hydrophil petrolate, which is basically Vaseline, improved keratosis pilaris severity compared to baseline by 76%. So that's good. Something easy to find, and it works.
Yeah, great.
In another randomized controlled trial, azelaic acid and mineral oil hydrophil petrolates, so like I say, Vaseline or Aquaphor, something like that, something heavy, led to an improvement of hyperkeratinosis and roughness by 92% and 83% respectively, with no significant difference noted between the two treated groups. At both lactic acid 10% and salicylic acid 5% improved pigmentation and the roughness of KP lesions at 12-week interval by 66% and 52% respectively. Lactic acid 10% was more effective than salicylic acid 5%. Tazarotene is effective based on one randomized controlled trial and a pilot study. Tazarotene, which is a type of retinoid, improved erythema and roughness compared with a vehicle control group. So the effective treatments include Vaseline or Aquaphor, that kind of heavy emollient occlusive, azelaic acid, salicylic acid, lactic acid, and tazarotene. So tazarotene is prescription only, so you're going to struggle to get a hold of that one. But the other ones,
right,
reasonably easy to get. So there's hope for us, which is nice. And also there's really good evidence for laser treatment as well.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so if it's really bad, you could think about getting laser treatment, but you know, you'd have to find someone who was experienced in treating keratosis pilaris with a laser.
That specific area as well is very different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I didn't remember, because now my upper arms are nice and smooth, but that's really brought it back. It was not so much the redness that really bothered me. It was the fact that the bumps were raised and it was very rough.
Yeah.
So I think that was, I was almost as upset about that as I was the sort of redness of the skin.
You want to feel like you've got soft skin, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. And I used to cover up my arms quite, you know, go to lengths really to cover my arms up just because of that. Isn't it silly?
Yeah.
So silly. But, you know, the things you sort of, that become your little focuses when you're a teenager especially.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's very vexing, isn't it? When you've got something that's not normal.
It is.
Yeah,
but it's apparently pretty normal.
Yeah, most really people quite normal.
At one point or another have it.
Yeah,
it's just quite interesting that people grow out of it. Most people grow out of it.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You think that you've got something weird, and then it just goes away.
But that's awesome that it's so easily treatable. So, you know, a lot of the things that we've already mentioned previously will also work for KP as well.
Yeah,
so that's really good.
Yes. Yeah. So the azelaic lotion that we mentioned earlier from Sezderma, that's a good one. The CeraVe. CeraVe. It sounds like I'm saying something French.
Say quickly.
Yeah. CeraVe, whatever it is called. The salicylic acid wash and cream, they're good. So I looked up on the Ordinary chat room on Facebook. So that's got 200,000 members. So it's always a good place to look for skincare tips. And quite a few people mentioned First Aid Bump Eraser. Yeah. I don't know what that is. It's American, I think.
And it has pumice in it.
Yeah, pumice.
Let's have a look. I'm going to...
10% alpha hydroxy acid, including glycolic and lactic acid. So cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Americans say pumice, by the
way. Pumice.
Which makes me laugh.
Pumice.
It does make me laugh.
Yeah. It is funny to say pumice.
Oh.
I like that.
It is available.
Yeah.
So is it First Aid Beauty? Yeah.
First Aid. Oh, yeah. I think, no, maybe that's one's not American.
Right. First Aid Beauty looks,
I'm thinking
like
of
Korean.
The next one, which is Tend Skin.
Aha.
Mm.
It might not be Korean. Let's have a look at it. Ooh, it's in a bit of France. First Aid Bump Eraser Body Scrub with 10% AHA. Okay, it's around the £25-26 mark.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, looks good.
For 226 grams, it's £25. Yeah, sounds good. There's something called Tend Skin, which is American, and it's sold as a sort of solution to ingrowing hairs. And it actually contains 50% acetyl salicylic acid. which is aspirin. So this stuff, tan skin, has got aspirin in it, which is interesting.
Okay.
Because aspirin is a very similar molecule to salicylic acid. So
right,
an aspirin is good for exfoliation, and it's also an anti-inflammatory. So that would be perfect for something like that, sort of inflamed bumps. That's £29 for 236 mils. People rave about it. That's good. Another ingredient that may help with keratosis pilaris is urea. So this is something we mentioned in our urine podcast that we did that I thoroughly recommend everyone checks out.
Yes, that was great fun.
Yeah.
That was pints of fun.
Yeah. And urea is really good for skin. It's not completely untrue. If you pissed on yourself or applied your own piss to your skin actually might improve. But it's piss. So just don't do that because, that's gross.
Just use urea. Yep.
Just buy it in a cream that you can buy over the counter.
I think Altruists do a good one, don't they?
They do. You're right. Yes. I'd forgotten about that.
Yep. I've just ordered some.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah. Have you used it?
No.
Have you used it?
I have not. I really want to now, though, because urea is a very unusual skincare ingredient. It's good for dry skin because it moisturizes your skin, and at the same time, it exfoliates it. It's sort of got these two sort of almost sort of conflicting qualities. But it actually, it's very good for skin indeed, and it helps to keep skin smooth and moisturized. It's good for, you know, bumpy skin and dry skin. Eucerin do a 10% urea cream, which is £12.50 for 100 ml. And so that sounds like a good try.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And then the Ordinary has some AHAs that are good. And the glycolic acid 7% toner come in 240ml bottles, which is £8. So that's not too bad. You can get some lactic acid. The bottles are only 30ml, but I think it's pretty cheap, about fiver.
Do they still do 5 and 10% or did they get rid of one?
Oh, I thought they still did both. I don't know.
They still did both. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I used to enjoy it. I used to love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, they do niacinamide powder. You could just add a great big scoop of that to your moisturizing cream. That'd be nice. Skin loves niacinamide.
Yeah, sounds perfect.
Yeah. So that was kind of the end of my keratosis pilaris chat. Yeah.
That's so good because at least that's very easily addressed, and if it needs if needs be, then obviously you can go and see someone to sort of, you know, have it.
Acids and heavy occlusives like Vaseline and Aquaphor really help with keratosis pilaris.
Isn't it funny? I wouldn't have said that.
No.
I wouldn't have thought that would be the treatment.
Because you think, well, that would block things. Why would you want to block things more?
Or just keep things in. So if it's something to do with like hairs, you're like, by putting something like that occlusive over it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just wouldn't, I don't know.
It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it?
But it does a little bit. Yeah.
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 But there we go.
Okay. But that's really great. So at least that's easily addressed.
Yeah.
Wish I'd told 18-year-old me that.
I know. Sort of it's quite simple. Yeah. Yeah. So then we had some miscellaneous questions. So I don't think
all still very body related.
Yeah, body related questions that I haven't like gone into too much detail with. But, you know, there's so many things we could look at, and we're going to look at more things next episode. I think we'll do another body issues episode. Why not?
Definitely.
Yeah. So this first one was tattoo care. Mm-hmm. So somebody has tattoos and is worried about protecting them from the sun.
Yeah.
How to best
protect. So this is my lovely friend Hillary, who is the landscaper in, I think she works in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that's Maine, where she
sunny?
Lives. Anyway, it sounds idyllic. Yeah. I think it's probably elemental. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's probably seasonal. It's probably windy. It's probably hot. It probably gets everything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's how I imagine
so
it.
She had.
That's like Stephen King land, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Bangor. I think he's from Bangor.
Yeah.
Bangor, Maine.
Yeah.
So she had the questions, and she had quite a few.
Yeah.
Two of them are relating specifically to the sun. Mm. So one of them was how to sort of cover up or preserve her tattoos.
Yeah.
When she's working outside a lot.
Mm.
Also, she was told by someone that SPF 100 is totally pointless.
Mm.
And then she sort of, in her fourth voice note, I think she had an addendum, which was like, oh yeah, and I've got this scar on my neck. And it's so funny because I won't offend her lovely accent anymore, but she basically said she had a birthmark removed from her neck. Yeah. And she said, it looks like a fucking hickey.
Oh, that's awful.
So she's really sick of people accusing her of having a love bite on her.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. And it's still like the way she describes it is still looks fresh, even though I think she said she had it done at least 10 years ago.
Oh.
So it's still very pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
I don't think there's anything you're going to put on that that's going to make it better.
No.
No, I think you need to go and see someone and get it professionally lasered. Or, you know, microneedling can help with scars sometimes, okay. But microneedling helps with more of the texture of a scar. You know, if it's got like a dip or if it's raised, it can sort of break a scar up a little bit more than improve the color of it. So I'd say maybe.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe show it to someone who knows what they're doing and get some advice about maybe laser therapy for that one. But I don't think there's going to be anything you're going to apply to it that's going to make any difference.
That's the thing. I think she's just annoyed because she's probably spent a decade investing into topical solutions.
Yeah,
for it.
I don't think that's going
to
do much.
Obviously to no avail.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
So look into perhaps, you know, laser then.
Yeah.
Maybe microneedling.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on to the tattoo care question.
Yeah. I never thought about this, but it makes bloody sense, doesn't it? Like if you put, like say, a book in the sun, the ink would be bleached, wouldn't it? So yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Protecting a tattoo from the sun is really important. Brand new tattoos.
It is.
Should not be exposed to the sun at all. Cover it up. Do not let the sun see it because you've got like an open wound with ink at the bottom of the open wound. So yeah, you don't want anything shining on that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and also the ingredients in some of the sunscreens might be quite irritating as well. So sunlight, you just want to wear clothes. And then just wear sunscreen. Any sunscreen will do. There are, you know, specific tattoo sunscreens for when your tattoo is fresh.
Yes, but they are basically like zinc paste.
Yes, exactly.
Have you seen them? They're like really, they come in a tin and they look like super thick and white, and it would literally cover your tattoo.
Yeah, it would be impossible
so you wouldn't actually
see it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to wear that on it. I think that, like you said, that's probably more for like preservation of a fresher tattoo rather than
like for wound care
on a daily
almost.
Basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, any good SPF, a broad spectrum SPF would work. You don't need anything magical. So clothes.
Okay.
And, you know, we talked about our broad spectrum SPF quite recently. And there was loads of good suggestions there. We love Altruist.
We do love Altruist. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you can get it in the States.
I think so.
I don't know, actually. I mean, it's available on Amazon, isn't it? So you would think,
Yeah.
All right.
I hope so.
Okay. So she had a question about, SPF 100. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Well, you know, SPF 100 means that you can stay out in the sun 100 times longer than you could without the product, without burning. So it's SPF is about UVB. So, you know, you can stay out all day, you won't get sunburned, but it doesn't say anything about the broad spectrum capabilities of that product. So you need to make sure that the UVA protection is sort of equivalent to that SPF protection.
Yeah.
So
it's not just the fact that you've got super high UVB protection, you also, which basically does cancel out quite a lot of American sunscreens.
Yeah. Yes.
They will cover, so if it says broad spectrum, it will cover UVA protection, but it won't say to what extent.
No, that's it. So American sunscreen claims are not so great. So you don't really get an idea of the UVA protection you're getting from an American sunscreen. And also the FDA doesn't allow quite a few of the most newest, amazing UVA filters that we've got over in Britain and Europe and many other places of the world. If you've got an SPF 100 in America, I would not probably think that that would be worth it. I don't know. I mean, it may be, but in America, you won't find out whether it does have broad spectrum protection.
Yeah, in terms of the UVA protection. Okay. I was going to say, I was always really stuck on the... I always thought that the 100 meant that that was the length of time you could stay out. But then the FDA said it's the measure of the actual solar exposure. So obviously, like, 1 hour at 8 o'clock in the morning is going to be very different from 1 hour at 1 o'clock in the morning as well, isn't it?
That's true.
So it's keeping yourself topped up as much as you can, which I can't imagine, like, doing something, not just being out in the elements, but also in such a messy job as well, like having to reapply.
Yeah.
And she was like, I work with all dudes who, you know what that's like.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, ugh, I don't believe in sunscreen, and they've got rednecks.
Yes.
And they are just tough as old boots. And she's just like, I'm just going to reapply. Yeah. But don't worry. Don't listen to them, Hillary.
No. Carry on. You'll be laughing long into your life.
You will.
When they're getting, like, non-melanoma skin cancers removed from their noses, you'll be chuckling.
Yeah. I mean, you won't be, because you're a very nice person. You'd be far too nice than to chuckle, but you would be inwardly smug. But yeah, so really for Hillary is the importance of the UVA protection.
So there are, there's a couple of European sunscreens that we mentioned before. The ISDIN Photo Ultra 100 has UVB 100, UVA 61.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super duper then.
Yes. And the Rilastil AK Repair 100 has UVB 131 and UVA 53. So
awesome. There
are sunscreens with a really great balance of UVA and UVB and really, really, really high protection. But you might find that those products, because they've got such high percentages of filters, that they're not as nice to use, that they're a bit sticky. You can't apply as much. So, to be honest, SPF 50 is fine.
Yeah, but then I would think if you're, because she's not covered, I think she's got tattoos like on her biceps, I want to say. Mm. So I think possibly if you're just using it in one localized area of your skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would possibly be putting the 100 on there and that, the high UVA protection. So that is done. And what did you say?
Rilastil is the other brand. Rilastil. But if you head to our Instagram, to our website, the list is there. It's, it's easy to find.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So there are really high protections.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She just slaps it on that little bit of her body that's exposed and that she's worried about. And then the rest of it can have whatever she normally wears. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've done loads.
We've not answered all the questions we've received.
At all. Yeah.
So I think, KP, we got to SPF 100. Mm-hmm. So eczema and sensitive skin. So we can look into that.
Yeah. There's also feet. There's acids as deodorants.
Yeah. The only one I can think of is glycolic, but I wear that and quite happily.
Does it work? Why does it work? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of does on me.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And it's got the added sort of benefit of sort of making the skin appear slightly lighter as well, because a lot of people do have, like, darker under the eyes.
Yeah,
well.
And that's another thing. People talking about hyperpigmentation in the neck.
Mm.
That's what would be a good... Yeah, so that we've got an entire other episode on body issues to talk about, and we're going to
do
that.
Then someone asked, what will we miss from Deciem's soon-to-be discontinued brands? And I'm still not ready to talk about it.
It's too soon.
Everything from my mind. To round this episode off, I had a PRP facial today.
Oh, my God.
On the hottest day of the year.
Wow. What was that like? Did you have blood taken?
It was... I did have blood taken.
Cool.
And I had it mowed into my face via microneedling. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience.
Cool.
But I can't use any products for a couple of days, and it's killing me because my face feels so tight and it feels so dry.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Oh, so man.
I think at least 24 hours I've got to leave it alone. But I've taken loads of before and durings. Yeah. She was great, the woman. She was like, would you like me to take a photo of the vials with the plasma separated? I was like, yes, please.
That's so cool, so, man. Oh, my goodness.
I will send you pics. Lovely lady.
Wicked.
Have you ever been tempted to have a vampire facial?
Yeah, I'll have anything.
I tell you what, see how it looks on me.
Yeah, you're my guinea pig.
After pics. Yeah, and see if you fancy it.
Yeah, I already do. Cool. Oh, that's really interesting.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Amazing.
Thank you for listening. So we've answered at least two people's questions.
Yeah. I love that,
love
though.
About 10.
Please, everybody, it's send lush, your questions it? In and we will answer them.
I do.
Yeah.
You will answer them. I learn from them. You do all the research and answering.
But I just like find researching.
I find it, yeah, you do enjoy it. But I just find it lovely that people are finding it useful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And clearly it's something that's not not adequately
no.
covered, really. You know, no. body skincare.
No, it's forgotten about. So, it really is. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was great. Thank cool. you so much for listening. Oh, we need to do the find us here. Ugh,
oh, I know.
God.
I know. Yeah, where can they find you, Natalie?
Here. God, what is my Instagram handle now? Is it Skincare with Friends Nat?
I think it is, yeah.
I am at, yeah. And I'm on TikTok as well, where I have 11 followers.
Wow.
So,
ooh, influencer.
You can always be part of my...
Yeah,
really
I'm just going to look at my TikTok.
Small clan of...
TikTok always yeah. makes a loud noise when you open it and you're like, oh, shut up.
It does, yeah. but this is what really annoys me about TikTok. It just comes in like
yeah.
all guns blazing,
yeah.
doesn't it?
I've got
bit.
27 followers.
Wow, show off.
But my last video had 7,700 views.
See, I was going to ask you, how did you get that through just... regular hashtag usery? Is it the music that you're selecting?
I don't think I put any music on it. No.
Oh, well then
I don't know. I don't bloody know.
Your last post actually was about the multi-peptide lash serum
yeah.
from Deciem. Was it from The Ordinary?
Yeah. I think people just wanted to see the results. Yeah. And there isn't any results.
Yeah. They're not, well,
no.
looking at it, there's slightly more. They seem to be more lashes.
Thicker, maybe.
But strangely, the lady, yes. And the lady that did my facial today said,
yeah.
I've used lots of lash serums. And she says she has, like every 2 or 3 months, she has like a lash lift.
Yeah.
Where they have to put little, you know, how they do the lash lift, don't they? Little sort of like template thing. Not template.
Yeah.
What is it when you...
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So anyway,
like
she had to go...
yeah.
Yes, a shield. There we are. So she said she had to go a size up.
Oh,
in the shield since using so, and I was like, "Well,
so what serum was she using? The ordinary one,
the ordinary one,
okay,
yeah."
Cool.
Whereas I've not noticed any difference.
No, I
on
don't think I have.
It.
I thought I did, and I no, it's not getting any better.
No,
I don't think so.
Keep persevering.
Yeah,
let's carry on.
Let's keep trying. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've just told us where you can find us on. And this one is Nia Pattern Looks on
yeah,
Instagram. So are you the same on TikTok as well?
I'm Skincare with Friends on TikTok, and we're also Skincare with Friends on Instagram.
On
Insta we
as
have
well.
A Facebook group called Skincare with Friends. If you Google Skincare with Friends, all sorts of things come up, and you can find us easily by doing that. So,
yeah,
easy peasy.
That's great.
Yeah.
It is easy peasy. And just thank you for... Do you know what? Our podcast is like 4 years old.
Yeah, I know. We've been doing it for ages.
That's nuts, isn't it?
It's weird.
It's not weird. It's really cool.
Like one,
4 more years and we'll be...
We'll be what?
Really successful. No. Hey, listen, it took last podcast on the left at least 5 or 6 years,
did it?
I think.
Wow.
Yes, and they had a crazy researcher in the form of Marcus Parks
yes.
and then just a lazy guest in the form of Ben Kissel. So
yeah.
I think if they can do it, we can.
Maybe one day.
But yeah, Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank
and
you for
ask
listening.
More questions as well. So yeah. We'll put question banners out and just we're gonna keep on with the body skincare, I think, for the next couple of sessions.
At least one or two.
I think it could go to two.
Yeah, surely.
Because if you think about it, there's.
I could probably do two episodes on just the tiniest little thing. Probably do two episodes on toenails if I tried hard enough.
Let's do that then. Yeah. That's your challenge. Gross. Grim.
I know.
Okay, thanks, cool. Guys.
Wicked. Thanks for listening.
See you soon.
Join us soon. Bye.
Goodbye. Hwyl fawr. We've never said goodbye in Welsh.
No. Is that how you say it? It's just hwyl fawr. This is brilliant. Goodbye in Welsh is translated to big fun.
Yes. Large fun.
Big fun. Hwyl fawr. Bye.
I love it.
I know. Bye.
Big fun.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.